Steve Titmus, the father of Ariane. Gold medalist Steve, great to have you on SEN's Olympic coverage. Congratulations. What have the past couple of hours been like, Steve?
Oh, mate, really quite surreal. As you just said, they're fielding on this phone. But take a while.
Can I just trouble you, Steve? Could you just walk around a fraction? We're just not getting everything that you're saying, and we've been looking forward to chatting to you ever since your daughter touched the wall. Just try for me there, and just recap, if you could, what the last hour and a half's been like.
Yeah, they've been quite extraordinary, really. We're actually on our way on a bus at the moment to a very secret, not a secret, but a mystery event that we're going to celebrate. But mate, it's been extraordinary, quite surreal, really, and to have in one statement to say that you've got a daughter who's an Olympic gold medalist is quite surreal, and really it hasn't sunk in yet.
Can you feel the sense of pride that the whole country's feeling?
Look, we've obviously seen lots of the telecast, etc., and the build-up to the event was quite extraordinary, and probably even a lot more than what we expected it to be. So, we're just enormously proud of what Ariane's been able to do, and she's chased a dream, and she's been able to achieve that. And, you know, if she inspires other youngsters to be able to swim, which would just be absolutely enormous, and not to have all of Australia behind her and enormously proud of her, that's really humbling now for us as a family.
Steve, what's it like to see your daughter achieve her life's dream?
It's very hard to describe, Jared. It's, this has been one great adventure, as far as we're concerned, to get moving from Tasmania. Rob and my wife, Ariane's sister, Mia and Ariane, they moved up to Queensland first, and then I came up 6 months later after we sold the family home. It's the first time we'd lived apart in our 25 years of marriage. So we did that, and it certainly hasn't been smooth sailing. It's also, Ariane had an injury as well late last year, which was enormously concerning. And so in recent months, there's been major concern about just how was she going to go. She went well at the Olympic trials, which was a massive relief. And really, coming into these Olympics, I don't think it was nerves. It was probably just excitement about what could she achieve. But to be a parent and have your child wear the green and gold is really the ultimate.
It is. Steve, I'm a dad of a couple of daughters and a son. My daughter won a year 6 swimming race, and it's one of the most satisfying things I've had the chance to witness. There was absolutely nothing at stake. Your daughter's in an Olympic final against potentially the greatest female swimmer in terms of distance that America has ever seen. How did you sort of deal with the minutes leading up to it?
I spent some time basically on my own. I sort of sat around the swimming pool at the resort that we're staying at and just sort of thought about the journey that we've been on for the past few years and just going through those various different moments that have occurred in that. And really, Rod McAvoy, who's Cam McAvoy's dad, a good mate of mine, and he said, mate, just slow everything down and just enjoy the moment. So really it was a case of just being alone for about an hour and just going through and working out exactly where things had actually got to, from a small suburban swimming pool in Launceston in Tasmania to then the greatest and biggest stage on earth. So it was just soaking it all in and making it realise it was actually going to happen and to enjoy the moment and not just see it all go in a blur and then wonder what it was like.
Can you pinpoint the moment, Steve, in Ariane's life where you knew, okay, so there's something here and we as a family are going to make various sacrifices to see how far it can go?
Jared, it probably happened at the Age Championships when she was 14 years of age, where she swam in a 100-metre freestyle race. And in front of us were a group of swimmers who were from the Muddy Wadding Club in Melbourne, which is a massively successful club. And Ariane won the race. They spun around and looked at us as if, like, how on earth did this girl from Tasmania win this race? And that's when, that later that night, we looked at each other and we thought, wow, you know, maybe there is something in this. And so as of the next year or so went on, it got to the point where Swimming Australia said to us that if Ariane wants to chase her dream and be an Olympian, then you have to move to Queensland, where there's better coaching, there's a better culture for a high performance.
And during the race, Steve, when did you feel she had it?
I thought she had it with about, I reckon, 15 to go. We knew if she was within a body and a half with 50 to go at the turn, that she'd be able to mow Ledecky down because she's got so much back end speed. And when she started to close with about 35 to go, I knew she was going to catch her. And then it was really going to be a matter of what was the touch going to be like. But 15 to go, where she actually went past Ledecky and then started to draw away. So there were really probably the 15 minutes to go, Mark. That's when I thought, oh no, it's going to happen. At last, it is actually going to happen. And Arnie's going to become an Olympic champion.
Have you spoken to her yet, Steve?
No, we haven't had a chance to do that yet. We did. My wife Robin had some text messages this morning with her, and that was just basically, how are you going? And she said, all good, Mum, I'm ready to race. So that was very relieving because we know that Arnie's got a small crap of a mind, and once she said she was ready to race, we knew it was on.
Can I ask you, Steve, what do you admire most about her?
Jared, I'm in awe about her incredible resilience and her incredible focus to achieve what she wanted to achieve in life. Our role as parents, when you sign up to have children, I strongly believe that is about providing a safe and stable environment in the home. And we don't talk a lot about swimming at home, but that's your job as a parent, and then it enables your child to chase their dreams. So really, what we admire about her is that she's grabbed that opportunity, and she's been able to have this extraordinarily focused mind of one track that she set out a couple of years ago to win an Olympic gold medal. And every step of the way, it's been a process to get there. And literally, she swam today the race exactly how she wanted to swim it.
Imagine that, setting yourself for so long and executing so perfectly. Does she... That single-minded determination, who does she get that from, Steve? Is that from you or Robin?
Oh, mate, I'll probably fess up here. Look, I was a cricketer, played a bit with David Bird in Tasmania, but my wife, Robin, mate, she's the most competitive person in the world.
Yeah.
She was a sprint champion at a young age, and she didn't like getting beaten at all and doesn't like getting beaten in any way, shape, or form these days. So, mate, that's where she probably gets the steely resolve from. There. I'm just a softie Robin, tough as nails.
You might be Australia's favourite dad today, I reckon, Steve. So tell me, I came to work this morning, and I won't lie, I felt that pang of lament that I wasn't at the Tokyo Aquatic Centre. I wonder what it was like for you. Has it been difficult knowing that you couldn't be there?
Oh, look, Jared, very disappointing, obviously, that we couldn't go. But with the group of parents from the swimmers are an incredible group, and all love each other. And so when we go overseas and travel, we travel together, same hotels, eat the same restaurants. So we've organised a Parents of Dolphin Swimmers pod, an event at Noosa at a resort. So we have all congregated there, and all most of the parents have congregated there, and they're really enjoying a wonderful time of sharing the triumph which we've had so far with everybody. And that's been, to be honest with you, we were only saying last night, we're probably having more fun being at Noosa. There's so many people that have been able to gather together than what we probably would have had in Tokyo.
Yeah. So, Steve, just as we finish up, when you get to talk to her, what do you reckon, what will your sentiment be? I won't ask you for the exact words, but what do you want to say to her when you get her on the phone?
We're just enormously proud of what she's done. I'd probably say something like, we have a bit of a saying before she goes out and races. It's called built the so-and-so out of it. And so I'd probably say to her, you built that out of it, and look at that. Look at the result at the end of the day.
Have a look at that. I think
it was just one shirt of, wow, bub, you've just done, we're enormously proud of you, and you've done your country proud.
She's done every bit of that. I'm sure you'll tell me she won't change. It's going to change her life to win a gold medal like this. It is a life-changing moment.
Oh, look, absolutely. It certainly will be for her, Jared. And, she's the first Tasmanian to win an individual gold medal.
Yeah.
And it is. There's only, I think, 37 people have ever won an individual gold medal at the Olympic Games for Australia. So for her to be in such a group of company like that is quite extraordinary. And as you say, it will be life-changing for her. But look, you know, she's got a great team of people around her, not just Robin and I and her sister, but we've got a really close family all around. Plus, she's got a great manager as well. And, you know, we'll all sit down and we'll manage that all very carefully. So that she's a very humble girl, so we have no concerns about the fact she won't continue to maintain to keep her feet on the ground. But she's got, you know, obviously an extraordinary life ahead.
She's the darling of a nation right now. Steve, thanks for taking the call. Whatever the celebration is, I bet it's a beaut one. So enjoy it and congratulations to the whole family.
No worries, mate. Very shortly, we'll raise a glass.
Good on you. Steve Titmus there, Ariane's father.